Give it up right now for Clay Kowiek.
All right. This poem is dedicated to Frankie Vargas and Lopez. All right. Oh my God, you like talk like a Mexican. Basically. See, this is me, summer of 2003 in Colorado, riding in a minivan on the way to the grocery store because we're stoned and hungry. I'm telling a story and I'm interrupted. Oh my God, you talk like a Mexican. I get this almost everywhere I go. Sometimes Mexican, sometimes Jamaican, sometimes Minnesotan. I say, no, Patagonian. And once in a while, somebody's like, you mean like Argentina? And I'm like, no, like my hometown. See, Patagonia is a little town more south of Tucson than it is north of Mexico. And in my town, everybody talks all fucked up. Everything is a constant string of recycled sayings originally deployed to mock someone's actual speech. For example, sugar. Sugar was my friend Hoddle's tío. His sugar stood for cougar. Nobody knew what cougar really stood for, but sugar was a real sweet guy. Like, no bullshit, sugar drank a ball of peppermint schnapps a day, another ball of peppermint schnapps a day, pack of Marlboro Reds, and with each one, and he had about the sweetest looking wife ever. Her name was Angie, but one time we took to calling her Cookie. Get it? Like, sugar cookie? Yeah. Either way, if you were asked sugar a question, the answer was yes, he'd say, oh yeah, fuck yeah! And if the answer was no, he'd say, no, fuck no! And soon enough, that became permanently imprinted in our vocabulary. Then there was this guy, I'm not lying to you, we called I Love Ass. He worked for the Forest Service, and he taught us that everything could be described through ass. See, you can look like ass, you can feel like ass, taste like ass, you can smell like ass, or just look at that ass, because I love ass. And that was a true fact. But then again, everything was a true fact. A pretty girl, a true fact. A cop, true fact. A stop sign, true fact. A big 10-480, true fact. And everything was told using a backwards tone of thorough smartass. You'd show up and you'd get, oh yeah, somebody never told me that you showed up really early the first hour this morning, but it's all right though, because you look good. No, hey, would I lie to you? See, our favorite thing to do was to get somebody really mad, like raging mad, to the point of tears, to the point of their fingernails growing faster, pissed off, and you look at them and say, are you mad? No, hey, like, need a hug? No, seriously, are you mad? The word about was used in about 80% of sentences, and weather was told using a very special system. You picked an animal and then a body part slash function slash fluid, and so it could be hotter than dog cum or colder than cougar balls. You get the idea. But if something happened to be not all fucked up, if it wasn't a true fact, if it wasn't a 10-480, if it wasn't looking good, and if it didn't need a big old gun to take care of it, it was simply 48. 48 could describe anything. Time, place, number of beers, speed limit, you name it. We could 48 it. Teachers begin using 48 in the classroom. Patagonia was about 48 central. But then we graduated and we moved away. But language lingers. So now when you look at me and you say, oh my God, you talk like a Mexican, I can look right back at you and honestly say, oh yeah, fuck yeah, 48.
That was Clay. He's played music before, but he's never slammed. I think that still makes him, you know, kind like one of those virgins that's kind of not, you know, kind of like sketchy, like, sure, me too. Ow! Scores, please.